News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Thursday met a group of five top American corporate leaders on a one-on-one basis from a range of diverse sectors, ranging from drones to 5G, semiconductor and solar, and encouraged them to step up their investments by highlighting the vast opportunities in India. Modi arrived on Wednesday on an official visit to the US, during which he will hold the first face-to-face meeting with President Joe Biden and his deputy Kamala Harris, held separate meetings with CEOs of Qualcomm, Adobe, First Solar, General Atomics, and Blackstone. Ahead of his meeting with the business leaders, Modi had said he would interact with leading CEOs to highlight economic opportunities in India. Talking technology, the Prime Minister's office said in a Twitter post after Modi's meeting with Qualcomm CEO Cristiano Amon and First Solar CEO Mark Widmer. They had a productive interaction, it said. PM Modi highlighted the vast opportunities India offers. Mr. Amon expressed keenness to work with India in areas such as 5G and other Digital India efforts, it added. Qualcomm, which started its operations in 1996, has operations specializing in wireless, modern and multimedia software, digital signal processing and embedded applications, and digital media networking solutions. In India, Qualcomm Ventures has invested in companies that address key domestic issues from dairy, transportation to defense. Modi described the meeting as fruitful and said they talked about leveraging technology for greater public good and tech opportunities in India. He was interested in India's strides in 5G and our efforts such as PM Vani to boost connectivity, Modi said. During his meeting with Widmer, Prime Minister Modi discussed India's renewable energy landscape and welcomed the leading US-based manufacturer of solar panels to invest in the country. The subject of solar energy is very close to my heart because it concerns the future of our planet, met the CEO of First Solar, Mr. Mark Widmer, and discussed why India is the right destination to invest in solar energy. Also talked about our green hydrogen mission, Modi tweeted. In his meeting with Adobe CEO Shantanu Narayen, Prime Minister Modi discussed Adobe's ongoing activities in India and future investment plans, according to Bagchi. The discussions between Prime Minister Modi and Narayen also focused on India's flagship program, Digital India, and the use of emerging technologies in sectors like health, education and R&D. Modi and Narayen both emphasized on creating few centers of excellence of artificial intelligence in India. Mr. Shantanu Narayen of Adobe is a great friend of India. I sat down with him to discuss interesting ideas relating to edtech, supporting Indian startups and boosting innovation. Shantanu expressed keenness to take the joys of video and animation to every child in India, Modi tweeted after the meeting. Modi also met Vivek Lal, chief executive of General Atomics, and Stephen A. Schwartzman from Blackstone. The Prime Minister and Lal discussed India's strides in drone technology, including the path-breaking reforms and PLI scheme, the PMO said in a tweet. They spoke about strengthening the defense technology sector in India. Lal appreciated the recent policy changes to accelerate defense and emerging technology manufacturing and augment capacity building in India, the MEA said. Giving greater momentum to investments in India, Mr. Stephen Schwartzman, the CEO of Blackstone, met PM Narendra Modi. Various investment opportunities in India, including those arising due to the National Infrastructure Pipeline and National Monetization Pipeline, were discussed, the PMO tweeted. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi on Thursday claimed that Assam is on state-sponsored fire after two persons were killed in police firing and nearly 20 injured during an eviction drive, and a shocking video emerged of a man kicking an apparently dead person with a bullet wound on his chest and jumping over his body. Gandhi cited a news report that said Assam policemen beat up protesters and many of them were injured. The protesters were opposing the eviction drive and policemen opened fire at them, the report claimed. Assam is on state-sponsored fire. I stand in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in the state. No children of India deserve this, Gandhi said on Twitter. A public protest had erupted in Shipajhar in Darang district over the demand for rehabilitation of nearly 800 families evicted from the land they were living on for decades. Darang Superintendent of Police Sushanta Biswa Sarma, younger brother of Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, claimed the protesters, armed with sharp weapons, pelted the police personnel and others present with stones. Police initially fired in the air to disperse the protesters but failed, leading to the men in uniform to fire at people, killing two and injuring at least 10 others. Around 10 more, including policemen, were also injured in the clashes. Meanwhile, in the purported video of the incident that has gone viral on social media, a photographer named Vijay Shankar Banya is seen kicking the person, presumably dead. The video shows hundreds of policemen firing at unseen targets from behind the trees, and the man in vest and lungi running on a dusty street. The photographer ran behind him until the time the men in uniform surrounded the man as gunshots rang in the background. Banya was seen being led out by policemen but soon returned, jumped over his body and hit him with something he had picked up lying close by. He has been arrested. A 15-year-old girl in Maharashtra's Thane district was gang-raped multiple times at different places between January and September, a senior police official said on Thursday. The police have arrested 24 persons and detained two minors in the connection so far. The girl's boyfriend had allegedly raped her in January and captured the incident on video, which was later used by the other accused, his friends and acquaintances to blackmail and rape her. It all started when the lover of the girl raped her in January and made a video of the incident. He started blackmailing her on the basis of that video. Later on, his friends and acquaintances gang-raped her at least on 4 to 5 occasions at different places, including Dombivli, Badlapur, Murbad and Rabal in the district, Additional Commissioner of Police East Region Dattatreya Karale said. Based on the girl's complaint, the Manpara police at Dombivli in Kalyan have registered a case on Wednesday night against 33 accused under IPC sections and provisions of the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Act, he said. Karale said the offences were committed between January 29 this year and September 22. A special investigation team has been formed under ACP Sonali Dhole to probe the case, he added. The victim has named 33 persons. Out of them, 24 persons have been arrested and two minors detained in this connection. The girl's condition is said to be stable, Karale said. A search is on to nab the other accused involved in the crime, he added. The European Union announced plans on Thursday to require the smartphone industry to adopt a uniform charging cord for mobile devices, a push that could eliminate the all-too-familiar experience of rummaging through a drawer full of tangled cables to find the right one. The European Commission, the bloc's executive arm, proposed legislation that would mandate USB-C cables for charging, technology that many device makers have already adopted. The main holdout is Apple, which said it was concerned the new rules would limit innovation and that would end up hurting consumers. iPhones come with the company's own lightning charging port, though the newest models come with cables that can be plugged into a USB-C socket. The push by the EU will certainly be cheered by the millions of people who have searched through a jumble of snarled cables for the one that fits their phone. But the EU also wants to cut down on the 11,000 metric tons of electronic waste thrown out every year by Europeans. The Commission said the typical EU resident owns at least 3 chargers and uses 2 regularly, but 38% of people report not being able to charge their phones at least once because they couldn't find a compatible charger. Some 420 million mobile phones or portable electronic devices were sold in the EU last year. The draft rules also call for standardizing fast charging technology and giving consumers the right to choose whether to buy new devices with or without a charger, which the EU estimates will save consumers €250 million or $293 million a year. Britain's Royal Navy said on Thursday that James Bond star Daniel Craig has been made an honorary commander in the service, the same rank held by the fictional secret agent. In Ian Fleming's spy thrillers which spawned the film franchise, Bond is a World War II naval veteran working for Britain's Secret Service with a license to kill. Craig was made an honorary naval officer ahead of the release of No Time to Die, his fifth and likely final appearance as 007. Since the series began in the 1960s, the Bond thrillers have brought welcome, though unofficial and fanciful, publicity to Britain's military and intelligence services. Britain's armed forces allowed bases and personnel to be used in making No Time to Die. First Sea Lord Admiral Tony Radakin, head of the Royal Navy, said Craig is well known for being Commander Bond for the last 15 years, a naval officer who keeps Britain safe through missions across the globe. That's what the real Royal Navy does every day, using technology and skill the same way as Bond himself, he said. Honorary naval officers act as ambassadors for the service. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.